All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from New York City on this, the 13th day of November 2018. Before I talk more about today's show, as always, I do like to remind you, I write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com. You can call our office during normal work hours, 718-457-1426. I would also encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter. Chen does an extremely good job picking biotech stocks. It's a volatile market. It's a difficult market, but it's one that can be extremely rewarding, and Chen provides guidance for his subscribers. You need to go to chenpicks.com to sign up for what is Chen buying, what is Chen selling. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, sending along your comments, criticisms, praises, or whatever comments you have. Send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions, the number for taylor@gmail.com. I do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. This week's sponsors are Novo Resources, Sandstorm Gold, Triumph Gold, Gold Mining Inc., Uranium Energy, and Klondike Gold Corp. I've titled today's show, Are Gold Share Investors Fools? Dan Oliver, Ryan Gradersky are my scheduled guests today. It's been 7 years now since gold shares have performed well. Gold and gold shares rose as a result of massive quantitative easing. Then came a 5-year downturn in the price of gold, and after gold hit an all-time high of over 1900 in 2011. But why continue to invest in gold shares when they are not working and when virtually every other sector has been making money hand over fist in the equity markets in one of the longest bull markets in stock history? How much longer can the bull market in equities go on, especially in a rising interest rate environment? Well, answers to those questions I do want to pursue with Dan Oliver during the second half of today's show. I would also like to ask Michael some of those same questions, but unfortunately he is not able to be with us today. That's Michael Oliver. Almost every week he is with us, but he wasn't able to be today. I will be passing along very helpful information from Michael, however, in just a moment or two in his absence. In just a couple of minutes after our first commercial break, I will be talking with Ryan Gradersky. He's a friend and neighbor of mine here in New York City, here in Queens. Ryan is a political analyst who appears frequently on Fox News and Fox Business, national radio, on the national radio programs at various times. I do want to get his take on the election results and some of the illegal mischief being pulled by Democrats who clearly are ignoring the rule of law in favor of anarchy and political control. Now, unfortunately, as I said, Michael is not available today. However, I can tell you that if you are a subscriber to Michael's Precious Metals service, you would have a sense of what gold numbers to look for as an alert to the next breakout to the upside for the yellow metal. Michael isn't on with us today. I do hope he'll be back next week. But let me tell you that a number to look for that he's telling his subscribers is something along the lines of 1227. If we were to get through 1227, he thinks it will be clear sailing to the upside, and that number would drop by another $2 or so next week. Gold is certainly facing some heavy headwinds for the moment, but sooner or later that will change, and when gold finally has the wind at its back, the gold shares are going to perform exceptionally well from their current very depressed levels. I have an idea that we could come early. I have an idea that, in fact, a change in the weather for gold could come early in the new year. After tax loss selling is over, certainly that will help the gold shares. Gold mining companies are down hard this year, so they do provide a great tax shelter or hedge against taxes for people that have made money in the equity markets overall. Now, I want to put in a plug for Michael Oliver's Precious Metals service, which is available for $299 a year. I think this is a very important service because of his accuracy in triggering his subscribers in and out of the gold markets at key times. I'm talking about longer-term moves, of course. Michael provided a video discussion of his key decisions regarding the time out of gold in 2013 at $1,700, which is about $180 before most chart analysts, technicians would have gotten you out. Then in terms of getting back into gold, Michael made the call in February 2016 at $1,140. That entry point seems to me similar to many article to many chartists. I guess many chartists or price chartists would have picked more or less the same price to re-enter as Michael did. However, one of the things that I appreciate about Michael's work is that he hasn't whipsawed me in and out of the gold market in that time. You could look at the price chart and you would have gotten very nervous, as most chart price analysts have, and they've triggered people in and out of these markets, out of the gold market at various times. Well, I'd rather not be whipsawed. I'm not a trader, so I like to know the long-term trends. I want to be on the right side of the market, and I can take the small moves, painful as they are at times. But as a gold share investor, I want to make sure that I'm still on the long side when we're in a long secular bull market. Now, you can, Michael actually is, he's made this video available, and you can actually view it if you go to jaytaylormedia.com, jaytaylormedia.com. When you arrive there, simply click on the video tab, and Michael's chart and the illustration is the second feature on the video page. Please go there to understand, as well as Michael's methodology, how he uses his momentum charts to trigger in and out of the markets. And what I've noticed, not just in gold, but in all the other markets that I've followed, is that Michael has been able, his momentum charts usually get you in at a more opportune time or out at a more opportune time than the chartists do. And that's, I think, demonstrated certainly by his exit out of the gold markets before gold came down to the point where most chart technicians exited the market. Well, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away, because I'm going to have Ryan Gadurski with me to talk about the midterm results and related topics. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Ryan Gadurski.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Noble Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Karratha region of Western Australia, where they are currently drilling and trenching their Perdies Reward Project. In addition, Noble has partnered with Sumitomo Mining Corporation to advance its Beaton's Creek Gold Project toward production. With over $70 million in cash and strong shareholder support from the likes of Kirkland Lake Gold, Noble is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
Turning Hard Times into Good Times is brought to you in part by Sandstorm Gold Royalties. Sandstorm Gold Royalties is a different kind of gold company. They purchase royalties on select mining operations and receive a percentage of the revenue in return. Sandstorm now has a portfolio of over 185 gold royalties around the world. See how gold royalties differ from other gold mining investments at sandstormgold.com. That's sandstormgold.com. Sandstorm Gold Royalties trades on the TSX as SSL and the NYSE as SAND.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.